The topic du jour is Nikolai Goldobin was down on the third line today at practice. So everyone is upset.
Who's upset?
Everybody. Everybody's mad.
Well, not us.
Are you mad, Walker?
No, I'm not mad.
Yeah, I know you. You don't care.
Well, I care, but you know, like the gif of people like looking beyond a brick wall. That's kind of how I feel, because I think he's been okay, not great, but okay. But listen, everyone's on edge.
Are you mad, Rintoul?
Nope, I'm just fine with it.
Everyone's on edge because Pat.
So everyone's mad except the two people I'm talking to. Is that what you're telling me?
But weed is legal here now, so we don't get upset over much. But Pettersson's still out, and Brock Besser's now day to day with the groin injury, and I think the market is on edge because there is a worry. You want this team to be worth watching, and those two guys got to be in the lineup, and they got to be in the lineup at the same time.
What are you going to do, Andrew? Like, there's going to be good times when those guys are hurt. At least the good news is, you know, 2 weeks ago, from the outcry out there, you would have thought that, you know, Pettersson was never going to play hockey again. But he's going to be, it looks like he's coming along fine, and you hope Besser's going to be okay. You know, Godolvin's really interesting because I know from, you know, just reading the Twitter machine that there are fans out there who are believers and they want him to get more of a look. And he did look pretty good with Pettersson early in the season. They seem to be forging some kind of chemistry. You know, without him there, maybe he struggled a bit more. It's hard to get offense when you don't have the driver in the lineup. But, you know, I tend not to freak out about, you know, one practice. We'll see where it goes. But, you know, hey, Pettersson sounds like he's going to be back. But Besser doesn't sound like it's going to be too serious. Hopefully, I mean, you guys have played hard. I mean, that's the one thing, that team has played hard.
Elliot Friedman, a presentation of Maui Jims, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. It's the program with Walker and Rintoul. The other thing that had people
talking... A very
talking,
stylish pair of Maui Jims, if I may say.
Absolutely, and as per your contract demands, we do wear ours during the course of this interview every single week. Elliot, the other thing that had people talking prior to the game last night, and again, it's Vancouver, so take it with some grain of salt, there were 13 different teams represented by scouts at the game. Is that just happenstance last night at Rogers Arena, or is there something to see here?
Well, you know, after you sent me the note today, Scott, I looked into it a little bit. One of the factors was that there was a light schedule last night. I think you guys were the only West Coast game, and there have been, like, Edmonton's on a big homestand, and Calgary was just at home. So I think there were a lot of people who happened to be in the area, and they said, you know, that's a good night to go. Because, you know, Edmonton played Saturday and they're playing again tonight. Calgary's on the East Coast now, but they were home until Friday. So I think there was like a slightly larger congregation than normal in Western Canada is what a couple of guys told me. But I do think that there are some players that, you know, people are looking at. You know, you have an extra defenseman out there. You know, I think at various times, you know, names like Hutton have been out there. You know, I do think teams are watching Edler this year. I think Edler is, from what I understand, Edler is a pretty heavily scouted player this year. You know, everybody knows what the situation is, that he is in the last year of his contract, and whether he wants to stay in Vancouver or not, you know, it doesn't sound like there's been a lot of talk with him about an extension, at least with his representatives. And, you know, I flipped a note out there. I haven't heard anything about it. But, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say that there hasn't been much talk, if any. So what that says is the Canucks at least are thinking of, can we get something for this player and we'll deal with this down the road. So I do think there's a lot of teams that are looking at him and watching him and saying if he becomes available, you know, they want to at least be aware of what they're looking at this year. I mean, the guy's playing a lot of minutes. I know there's a big debate out there right now about whether or not these are effective minutes or not. But, you know, I think that there's going to be a lot of teams looking at him and saying, here's his game right now. Does it fit with us if that's the way it's going to go? So, you know, I do think that your team is being watched. I think particularly on the blue line with some of the names that could be available. And I don't think this is, I think while it was a bit of a scheduling coincidence, I don't think it's an overall coincidence.
The Canucks fan base often asks about Chris Tanev. Is it simply a matter of health to put him in that same conversation?
Well, I think the thing with Tanev is that, you know, I hear, you know, varying things on, you know, what is really going on there in terms of his availability. You know, I do take Jim Benning at his word when he says you want to have, when you have a young team, you want to have veterans there, and you don't want your players to get caved in every night. And Tanev is a good player, and you want him around for that reason. But, you know, let's just take a look at what's going on with his defense partner. He's in the last year of his deal, and it doesn't sound like there's a lot of talk about extension. Now, I always worry about saying something like that, because then all it takes is one phone call to change it, and boom, there's an extension the next day, and, you know, there's this idiot Friedman saying they weren't talking about extension, and then the next day they have a deal. But I don't get the sense that's going on. You know, Tanev is getting close to the last year of his deal, and, you know, I think at some point in time, the Canucks are going to have to ask themselves, do we want to extend him, or do we want to go through the same process we're going through with Edler, and that is we go into the last year of the deal, and people keep asking. I think, look, if Chris Tanev was available, I think that there would be a lot of interest. I just haven't heard, and I'm not saying he isn't available or is available, I'm just saying I haven't heard his name out there as much as I've heard Hutton's or Edler's.
He is Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and 31 Thoughts. He joins us here on Sportsnet 650. I do wonder about, you know, especially when it comes to Edler, if a deal sooner rather than later doesn't help all parties involved, including Edler, if he finally kind of gets that realization that, okay, I'm open to moving. But it also takes, you know, two to tango, right? And you got to find a team out there that is worried about where they are, worried about their defense, or worried about their start. Are we at the point, are the Kings worried about their start? Are the Panthers, with one win in six games and playoff aspirations, is there deep concern there yet?
You know, I think the Kings, I think there's a lot of concern in L.A. Look, you don't have a team meeting like they had where the GM goes into the dressing room like he did on Saturday if there wasn't a lot of worry about their group. I think there is a lot of concern about L.A. internally. But I'm not sure that Alex Edler is the guy that fixes that problem. I don't think that that's what they're looking for. You know, Florida, you know, possibly. But I think Florida's a team that believes in itself, and I would tend to think that their solutions would come more from within and getting themselves. Like, their biggest problem is they haven't been able to protect leads. I think they just feel that they're good enough that they're going to sort that out. I think that the more interesting thing to me, Andrew, is I look at some of the contenders and whether or not they say that they're watching him to see if this guy is a guy who can be a final piece or a final part of their teams. You know, I remember last year I reported, I think Tampa Bay was interested in Edler. I know they were, and that didn't go anywhere. Edler wasn't interested in moving, so I don't think necessarily that goes away. And, you know, the other team, you know, and you guys were there last week, I heard some rumblings. I didn't get an answer on anything, so I don't know if it's true or not true. But I do think it makes, like a team like Pittsburgh would make sense. But again, A, it takes two to go, and B, you know, we haven't mentioned, Edler has control over this process. You know, they have to go to him and say to him, and the one thing I really believe out of all of this is that it's going to have to be the Canucks who go to him and say, Alex, we want you to waive. Like, I don't think Alex is going to, from what I understand about Alex Edler, I don't think he's going to the Canucks and saying, get me out of here. You know, he loves being there. You know, he's got a chance to set some records there for defensemen played. And I don't think he's ever going to be the guy who says, you know, I want to leave. I think if the Canucks want to move Edler in season, they're going to have to be the one to go to him and say, look, either we want to know who you'd be willing to go play for, or we've explored some things and this is available to us. And I would tend to think, too, that he, and you know, like, he would probably be more interested in a contender than he would be a team that he doesn't necessarily think would win the cup.
Interesting game in Edmonton tonight. They've turned around their season a little bit. Connor McDavid is off to the best start in his career. There's always a little something extra when it's a Matthews Crosby or a McDavid Crosby, and we get that tonight for the first time this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And, you know, Crosby was in Toronto last week with Pittsburgh, and it was funny. At the morning skate that day, the Penguins were talking like, yeah, we haven't been very good. We don't play a full game. You know, it's early. We know what we need to do, blah, 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 et cetera. And then they came out and they shut out Toronto, which was hot at the time. And that was a 1-0 game with two empty netters, and Matt Murray had to be very good. But Crosby, you know, he really gave Matthews a lot of fits. Babcock moved Matthews away from Crosby in the third period, and it was a reminder that, you know, when the Penguins want to play, they're really good. So, you know, and I think the one thing about Crosby is that I don't think he cares about this who's the best player in the league debate that we all have. But one thing I do think is that I think that all great players measure themselves against the other greats. And, you know, I do think that Crosby looked at Matthews and Tavares and said, you know, I want to beat these guys. And I'm sure he looks at McDavid tonight and says, this is the next one, and I want to beat him. So, you know, I don't necessarily think it's about being the best player, but I do think, Andrew, it's about challenging the guy against you and saying, I'm going to be better than you tonight. And I think that means a lot for Crosby. I think the other thing about Crosby is he's gotten older. He works a lot, and can I get faster? You know, we all know that most of the time it's when you get older you lose speed. I think he's tried to focus on gaining speed or getting faster, and you are facing the most dangerous fast player in the National Hockey League tonight. And I think when you're wired the way Crosby is, you take that as a challenge.
Yeah, that's the one-on-one matchup tonight. Then there's the 2v2 matchup, and Todd McClellan was asked about Crosby and Malkin and the challenges they present this morning, and he said, well, we present some pretty interesting challenges as well with McDavid and Leon Draisaitl when they're both playing at their best. He intimated that they have the same type of building blocks in Edmonton. What is the general view on Draisaitl's ceiling right now around the league?
It's not as high right now. And that, to me, I didn't see the comment that you just said, Scotty. You know, I'm in Winnipeg today. I flew in today. We're broadcasting Toronto-Winnipeg here tomorrow night. And I didn't see that comment, but I think it's interesting. I think it's instructive. And it's basically a qualifier saying we should have something similar when they're at their best. And right now, I don't know, Draisaitl's not at his best. You know, through Saturday night when they got shut out by Nashville, Edmonton does not have a goal this year at any strength when Draisaitl's been on the ice without McDavid. And that is very alarming. You know, Draisaitl should be a really good player. He should be a force on his own. You know, 2 years ago when they played the Ducks in the second round of the playoffs, you know, I think there's certain teams that, you know, you really, it says a lot about how you do against them. And to me, the Ducks is one of those teams. Like, if you can be a force against that team, the way they play and as nasty as they are, and you know if you're one of the top two centers, you're getting either Getzlaff or Kessler as he did. And he was putting up massive numbers against them, not only in the regular season but in the playoffs. He was incredible against them. And I looked at that guy at that time and I said, boy, if you can play against this team and you can score, you can play against anybody. And for whatever reason, it isn't happening. And like I said, they're not scoring with him on the ice when McDavid's not out there, as the whole team is. But if you're going to be successful in Edmonton, you need Draisaitl to be a driver. He has to be a driver for you. He can't just be McDavid's wingman. I mean, I have no problem if during games you put them together from time to time and say, okay, here's my super line, you deal with it. But you need Draisaitl to be a driver on his own. And right now he isn't. And I think that's a big reason why the Oilers are off to a start that, you know, it's better than it looked after two games, but it's still not where they want to be because, you know, McDavid he's like Oxy-10. He's covering up all the ugly things underneath.
He is Elliot Friedman, 31 Thoughts in Hockey Night in Canada. We're about ready for a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series. I find the NBA is so star-driven, and we've gotten Golden State and LeBron 3 straight years.
Yep.
And I think we've had some interesting NHL finals. I mean, Vegas was a wrinkle. Ovechkin was a wrinkle. We've seen Crosby in a couple, and Nashville, this, you know, new sexy market kind of made it. Today, this year, what would be the dream NHL Stanley Cup final matchup?
Well, I've said this before, Andrew, that, you know, if there's one thing I want to do in my career before I croak, it's see a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup and cover it. I don't care which one it is. Like, I really don't care which of the seven teams win. I just want to see one. You know, ever since I got to Hockey Night in Canada, what have been the highlights? Well, you saw Calgary go to Game 7 in 2004. We saw Edmonton go to Game 7 in 2006. You know, Ottawa got to the final in 2007. They lost in five. Vancouver, of course, got to Game 7 in 2011. And those were all exciting. Those were all great, great experiences. But I've never seen a Canadian team win. And I've never I've seen it in my life, but I've never covered it. And that's what I want. Now, I'll tell you, this matchup here tomorrow, it's interesting. It's the first time that NBC Sports has produced directly two Canadian teams in a regular season game. And, you know, I would love to see a Toronto-Winnipeg Stanley Cup final this year. I think it would be an incredible series. I know that there's, you know, it's funny, I was having this debate with Nick. You mentioned the World Series. I wanted Milwaukee to win. I liked it when Kansas City won a couple years ago. I wanted Milwaukee to beat the Dodgers because I want to see new teams. But he's like, no, you got to have Boston, L.A., you got to have the Star Series. You can't always have the Star Series. And I think the NHL has been very fortunate the last couple of years. I mean, Nashville was an incredible experience. Vegas, of course, was an incredible experience. I still think my liver hasn't recovered yet from that Stanley Cup final last year. I would love to see a Toronto-Winnipeg Stanley Cup final this year. And, you know, people would say, oh, it's not good for U.S. TV. Yeah, I get it. But you can't always have the perfect TV matchup. And I think you want the best matchup. And I got to tell you, I would love to see that. And I don't care if that makes me a total homer. I know Vancouver's rooting big for the Raptors this year. They're 4-0, and that would be something else, too, to see them actually make an NBA final for a change. And I'm only saying that because I have a close friend in Vancouver who says that they can't stand the Raptors out there. They're not Vancouver's team, and you'll whip up BC Twitter if you say the Raptors are Vancouver's team. So Twitter hasn't hated me there in a long time, so I'm coming out to do it.
We love the Raptors.
Walker whips them into that frenzy about four times a week on this show as he stands up atop Mount Pleasant and waves the Raptors flag.
They're really good.
Well, I got to tell you, Walker, nobody knows how to make people love them more than you do, I have to say.
I do my best.
The hockey stuff was great, but the Oxy 10 reference is what keeps people coming back, Elliot.
You know, I was going to use it on Saturday night. I just forgot. McDavid's like Oxy 10. He covers up all your blemishes.
Love it. Massive.
It's pretty good. I smell endorsement deal. I don't know about you. All right. Thanks, Elliot. Take care. 31 thoughts.
All right, boys.
31 thoughts tomorrow.
Hey, it might be Thursday. It's been a bit of a crazy week, so we'll see. I know Vancouver loves the Raptors. Bye.